here with Richard Weiss, adventure travel industry expert. Thank you for joining me this morning, Richard.
My pleasure.
To start, if you could please tell me a little bit about your background in the adventure travel market and what you're working on now.
Well, I started in this business as a volunteer guide for the Sierra Club in the late 60s and 70s, and got into it professionally in the 80s as a bicycle tour guide with Butterfield and Robinson, working out of Toronto. And gradually, through the years, I stuck with it, moved from the field into the office, and eventually moved from the pure bicycle touring world into adventure travel, becoming the CEO of Mountain Travel Sobek and COO with Backroads, which is a biking and multi-sport company, and then branching out into various executive positions with a variety of different kinds of companies, like Grand Expeditions, which was a consolidator in the field where I had responsibility for five of their adventure travel companies, and eventually becoming a consultant working for not just adventure travel companies, but also some destinations that have adventure travel as part of their inbound tourism, like the region of Nunavik, for example, in northern Quebec, or companies in the Yukon, Africa, Nepal, Cambodia, etc.
So with your broad experience, what changes have you seen happening in the adventure travel market?
Well, for sure, the numbers of people traveling have grown enormously. The destinations also have expanded so that the spectrum for what used to be really the most intrepid travelers has now come down to more soft adventure, baby boomer, and slightly younger than baby boomer types. So that people are moving to different places in Africa, South America, not just going to Machu Picchu, for example, in Peru, but going all over Peru, rainforest, northern Peru, in Southeast Asia. Certainly Vietnam has expanded enormously. And maybe more recently was the former Yugoslavia, now a big destination, Croatia, Slovenia, Montenegro, and the like.
What shifts in consumer buying patterns has that brought about over the past decade?
Well, for sure, the age group has changed, going to older and older, as some of these destinations have increased their comfort level that's available to these places. I think what used to be called yuppies, and some of the older baby boomers are able to go there now with greater comfort. You know, the group that is now in their late 50s and 60s, grew up with a much greater awareness of exercise, diet, etc. And they don't like to give this up. So there's much less going to the beaches to lie around and much more going on hiking trips all over the world. You see it not only with some of the most adventurous companies, but with also some of the big UK-based companies like Ramblers or HF Holidays. And they take tens of thousands of people all over the world.
Which destinations or types of tours do you think will be most popular in 2011?
In 2011, I think that we'll see more of the former Yugoslavia trips, Croatia, Slovenia, etc. I think we'll see going deeper into China, western China, southwestern China. One of the big attractions, certainly, is the tribes, the different people that live in these regions. And that has become a big draw. I think also that places that will allow themselves a multi-sport experience instead of just one activity will also benefit. My experience is that when couples go traveling together, very rarely are the two people in the couple of equal enthusiasm for, let's say, a bike trip, so that a multi-sport trip, which allows sort of a variety of activities, rafting, hiking, biking, etc., is more generally appealing to this group, and we'll see more of that. I also think that this business will see the same influence that we've seen in the last couple of years because of general economic conditions, and that is less luxury, that the 4- and 5-star hotel accommodations, which exist even in some very remote locations, will continue to suffer a little. But the 2- and 3-star accommodations will benefit, because people will see that, in fact, they can enjoy the destination without the level of luxury that perhaps they enjoyed 4, 5, 6 years ago.
That makes sense with the economic situation that's going around the world. Have you heard of Group Venture, the new startup that employs group buying technology?
Yes, I have. I've visited the site.
And how do you think Group Venture and its group buying approach might affect the way adventure travel tours are sold and purchased?
I think that it's a very nice continuation of what I'm seeing. You know, I'm a user of some of the other discount coupon sites. And so far, no one's really tried to break into this adventure travel market. And I think that Group Venture's timing is extremely good. You know, I know for myself, from my wife and I, if we want to go on a trip and perhaps attract friends, we might, when we make a reservation or have dinner with friends, we'll tell the people we're with about it and perhaps attract another couple to come with us. I love the idea of being able to put a posting on my Facebook page. I confess, even though I'm a Social Security receiver, I am a Facebook member, that I can put it out there and perhaps get friends and acquaintances that I hadn't even thought of but hadn't had contact with to come join us on a particular trip. And I think that we're going to see a lot more of that. Also, the notion, keeping on the same theme as less luxury, people are looking for deals, and adventure travel is not immune to that phenomenon, so that when people see the opportunity for reduced cost, if they can do a self-forming group and get their individual costs down, that is extremely seductive, and that we'll be seeing that more and more over the next couple of years.
And finally, do you have any advice for travelers looking to purchase an adventure travel tour for the first time?
Well, I would say that one of the biggest mistakes one can make is getting on the wrong trip. So I would advise people to not be shy about asking lots and lots of questions of potential tour providers. Make sure you understand the level of activity, the highlights of the trip, whether it's going to be scenery or a particular activity or visiting tribes, say, or wildlife. Also, don't be shy about asking who's on a trip, who signed up. Companies won't give you names and email addresses, but they will tell you demographics. So, for example, a young couple, say, in their early 30s can get on a trip that is populated with people closer to their own age rather than a bunch of people, say, my age, which they might not enjoy quite as much. So ask lots of questions and be aware of the expertise that you hear back. It's not hard to hear whether a particular provider knows what he's talking about or not. Also, people should not be afraid to ask for references. Any reputable company will give you the names of people who have been on their trips, and you can call and find out specifically from real users what it's been like.
Perfect. That's great insight. Thank you for sharing. And that pretty much concludes the interview for today. So thank you for your time, Richard, and we look forward to speaking with you again.
Very good. I look forward to being a user of the product.
All right. Take care.
So long. Bye, Craig.